Right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the second episode of Runners Like Us. I'm Michelle here with my co-host, Jason. Together, we bring a place for the everyday runner to share their journey of triumphs and their passion of all things running, plus a look at everyday life. Today, we are joined by our friend Jacqueline. We talked about her a little bit on our first episode when we discussed our March Madness miles, and she was our champ. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was not the champ, but thank you. I appreciate
So
it. Jason
humbly.
won.
It's so humble. So humble. Oh my goodness.
Exactly,
We
exactly.
love it. We love it.
So, Jacqueline, tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you live, how you got into running, do you have family, all the All of the above. How much time do we have?
things.
I am 38 years old. I live in California, Southern California, Orange County. I have two girls that I love so much, full time, 18-year-old and an 11-year-old, and they keep me going every day. Just keep going is what I like to say. What else? I work two jobs. Yeah, morning and then like a full time, Monday through Friday job, and then I do a few nights and weekends at a restaurant. So I stay busy.
Yeah,
But I
that
like it. I
is
rather stay busy than not. It's
yeah.
really hard for me to just like sit and do nothing. That's why you see me running all the time. So running keeps me going, I should
Yeah.
say.
Love that. I love that. I mean, that running is like such an outlet for most of us, and it what keep it's what keeps us sane, right? So that's amazing.
Exactly. I think I've told Jason before, when I don't run, I feel so like antsy, like I just need to go for a run. And so days that I can do double runs, so happy.
Yeah.
You
Those are the challenging days right there. I'm not gonna lie.
have
Those are
something to
challenging
say,
days.
Jason?
No, I'm you so humble. You so humble.
The past few days, or the past week, actually, I've noticed that you basically have run a half marathon every day, which is insane, and which is also like so amazing. I'm just curious, like, how did you get into running? When did you start? Was there a certain time or a certain like, was there a race that came up and you're like, oh, I'm gonna start then? Or how did you get into running? No particular race, no event, no. Mainly my runs that I do are on my own. I've done four marathons, like official marathons, and a few half marathons. But officially, like I just run, and I've been running since high school, I would say. I think it started as my therapy. I grew up with seven siblings, in a household, so it was like my getaway, like just to have my own space, my own time. There's a beautiful lake nearby that I love to run run on. So I started off there. And just, I don't know, just running. Never for time and never for, certain pay, like it's just my therapy, I would say.
Yeah.
And then so over the years I kind of stopped, and then the past 10 years I would say it's been very consistent. And then this year my goal, if you know me, I don't like running on the treadmill. It's dreadful for me. But I always like to push myself outside of my comfort zone. So I've been doing that, as you can see, as of late.
Yeah.
I think I've made it 16 miles on the treadmill, which I'm very proud of, because I could barely, and I think Jason can attest to this, a mile, maybe 2 miles. I'm like, it's so boring, I can't do it. But yeah, that's part of my running is, one, my therapy. I love it. And of course the outdoors is my favorite. So when I can do that, I do. But treadmill is my new goal and my new mental struggle, I guess you could say. But it's becoming amazing. I love it.
That's good. I was wondering that because I did notice that you were on the treadmill quite a bit. So I'm like, I didn't know if it was too hot or the weather was weird, but that makes sense
No.
now that this is just a challenge for you and you're challenging yourself to try something out of your comfort zone and push the limits on the treadmill, which is, I mean, good for you. I mean, I do it if I have to, but otherwise, like you guys said, I love to be outside. You know, Jason and I talk about sunrises and stuff like that, but you know, are you watching a show? Are you listening to a podcast? Are you listening to music? What's keeping you focused there?
All of the above. It depends on the day. Sometimes I listen to music, sometimes a mix. I love watching a show, a
Are you
certain
going to
show.
tell us?
Love,
Yeah, what show is
and I am obsessed with Gilmore Girls.
Love it.
So I
Okay.
watch Gilmore Girls 24/7 whenever I can. Again, that's another therapy of mine. It's just a comfort, you know?
Yeah, that's okay. I watched
Face
New Girl.
it.
New Girl was my jam in the winter.
So,
I
yeah, I
can get
mean, I
down with it.
watched it in high school when it was out and after. So it's just always been my go-to. Yeah. And then friends that are up at that time will FaceTime me and talk to them because I do have a couple friends that wake up early. They're not running, but they're up. So, yeah, anything to keep me on there because it's definitely a struggle. But I'm excited to keep pushing and doing some more on that.
Cool. Well, that's exciting. I'm
Yeah.
excited to see how far it takes you, like how far you're going to be able to actually go. I mean, you're doing amazing already. If this is
Thank
going to
you.
challenge, and I mean, I commend you. That's awesome. Jacqueline and I had made a joke that I needed to take her shopping because she didn't like to go out running in the cold. So we were going to go shopping and find a good outfit.
Yeah, I might need to go shopping sooner than I expected. So we'll see.
Not if
No.
you're inside. If you're inside, I think you're going to be all right. Do you have a favorite distance that you like to run, or do you just like, how do you plan? What's your plan for the day or the week? You just get on there and just figure out like what today is going to be like.
Just go.
Again,
not a typical runner. That's my favorite thing to go to. Like, I want to tell people I am not a typical runner. I plan my whole life. I plan my kids' schedules, my work. I plan all of that. And then running is one thing that I kind of plan, but not really, just because, like, in the mornings, I have kid drop off and a school drop off and all of that stuff. So that it is. And then weekends, you know, I run before work or if I can after work. So I do sort of plan, but I don't plan like the distance. If I have like 3 hours in the morning before work, okay, how much can I run? Where do I go to? And I do like to run away from home so that I have to run back that distance, or, you know, double that distance to come back. So I kind of calculate it. I like long distances running. So like 7 to 13 to 16, those are my favorite because just getting started each run, like 2 to 5, it's hard to get the legs going and keep. And then if I just stop, then I'm like, I could have kept going. Like, so it's again pushing myself further than what I think I can do. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's amazing. Good for you. I mean,
Yeah.
it's funny because,
I don't
you
know if I
know,
explained that. Oh,
yeah.
okay.
No, definitely. I mean,
That's good.
yeah, does your body feel good? I mean, do you have any like niggles or is anything going on?
I don't, and I've been very fortunate. I've had a few injuries here and there, and I've figured out it's just the shoe that I'm wearing at the time, and then I switch up the shoe, and then I'm fine.
Sweet.
So I was just telling Jason this week, I'm so happy that I've been able to run that many miles this week, and I feel great. I don't feel sore. I don't feel in pain, and I do. I'm new to the treadmill, so I mess with the speed and
Incline.
oh, yeah,
Incline and go incline,
the incline. So I have been noticing each time I go, like I'll up it a little bit here and there, and
Nice.
I am going. I push myself a little bit faster each time and see how long I can go, the distance.
What shoe are you currently using?
Currently,
Running in.
New Balance.
All right. Oh, Jason
That's a
got you
good
on board with New
choice.
Balance. He's the New
Come
Balance man. Yeah.
on
I was
now.
a
Come
Brooks girl for the longest time, and I Yeah.
just got my new pair, I don't know, a few months ago, and they were killing me. I'm like, what? I've had this shoe forever and I loved it.
Yeah.
And then Jason turned me on to New Balance and have like three new pair now.
Yeah,
Sweet.
yeah. It does that. New
Yeah.
Balance does that. I'm
It's like walking on clouds. It's awesome.
So let's go back to last month in March. We did our March Madness miles. You and Jason ran over 300 miles, in 1 month, which is amazing. And I mean, you both were very, very close. You both were neck and neck. It was insane. I
Was
love
like
just
this.
getting on my Garmin Connect and just seeing the two of you battling it out. I'm like, I was rooting for both of you. I didn't even know who you don't you wanna you root
You're
for.
rooting for me.
That's crazy. I was rooting for
I
you too. I
was
really
rooting for you
was.
both. It's hard. Jason knows I'm competitive, but I'm not that competitive. So, it's just like you, I mean, it was just amazing. I was just like, I said this last time, I was blown away, but I'm just curious, how, and Jason, this is for you too, but how did both of you stay so motivated and to get past 300? Was it to beat Jason? Was it to beat Jacqueline? Or was it just that's what your plan was originally, was to get 300 miles for the month?
You want to go first, Jacqueline?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I put you on the spot,
Initially,
Jason.
it was really to see how far I could run in a month. And I guess the first couple of days, I think I was averaging about like 9.6. I was like, okay, how many days are in this month? I said, man, I'm projected to get, blah, blah, blah. I was like, let me see how long I keep this up. And then Jacqueline, unprompted, just kept passing me. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna have to change the tactics. So I'm doing some hard run or some long runs, and I'm tired because I have a full, full life myself. But I'm not gonna lie, some of those days I lost sleep because of Jacqueline, because she was just, doing the most. But no, it was a blessing to see, once you both passed 300 and actually just seeing everybody's progress throughout the month. I was excited. Actually, day 15, I'm like looking at everybody's stuff. I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing. So I would say it was majority motivation, a little pettiness, and the rest determination, I would say. For
Yeah.
me, for me.
Yeah. My
What about you,
turn.
Jacqueline? Yeah,
Oh.
go ahead.
Okay. I would say the same. I think it was mid month where I looked at my past running, because I always thought I ran a ton in the past few years. And then I looked at my years past and I'm like, oh, when was my highest month? And again, it's always about pushing myself and seeing how far I can take it. And it was like 175, I believe. And I'm like, let me see if I can get to 200. And then I hit 200. I'm like, well, let me see if I can get to 300. And it was definitely tough. It was definitely something I struggled with, but I like that push. I like to see where I can go. And so this month there's a new goal, and when I hit it, I'm gonna be so excited. Yeah.
I'm curious. I mean, you said that to me before, and I'm curious what it is. I have a number in my head, but I'm just gonna leave it there.
We will
So
find out May
yeah.
1st.
Yeah.
Ooh, the suspense.
I
Ooh.
know.
I'll keep
So
it my own little number.
yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So fans were wanting to know, some of the fans on our in our challenge running challenge, do you have a race on the books? Because we've been seeing that maybe someone might sponsor you. Are you just running like your Forrest Gump? You're just running to run.
I'm just running to run. Again,
All
I love
right.
running. Anytime I can do it, I will do it. I have been tempted to sign up for a race and I'm still thinking about it. That's why I said I might need to go shopping, Michelle. For cold, I don't know how to run in the cold here, so I don't know about anywhere else.
That's fair.
So yes, maybe there's a possibility, I should say.
All
Possibility.
right. Well, you keep us posted because we're
I
dying
will.
now. And we know that I say our fans, but there's a couple of our other buddies in our running challenge that are curious as well. So
And they can't wait to hear. They can't wait.
They're just, I mean, I think you're just like inspiring and surprising us all, which is so amazing. And I say surprising like in the best way possible, that just we're just, I mean, you're doing some amazing things. So
That's awesome. I
especially,
appreciate it. Thank
well,
you.
yeah, especially, I mean, like you said, you work two jobs, you have two kids. I mean, it's to find the time is so great, but that's kind of what makes us, kind of special as everyday runners, because and everyday people, and that's where we kind of form this runners like us, is that we all have to figure it out, So, we only wish we could, this was our life. If that makes sense.
Like I always say, I wish I can get paid for running. I'd be amazed. I love it so much. It's my favorite. And my girls know it. I get emotional. Everyone that knows me personally, they talk about running. I'm like, yeah. You want to go running? You want to get into running? Please. Yeah. Everyone knows.
Yeah, I got a question for you. So I know you're running as your therapy and everything. Can you tie that to any other type of running motivation out there? Like, I guess any running influencers or I guess running movements. Like, what keeps you going?
Obviously, my children, I just had this conversation with them. I love to talk to them about my running goals, and they know what I want to do and where I want to take it. And see, I get emotional because I love it so much. And just showing them like it's possible, you can do it.
That's
Whatever you set
important.
your mind to, you can do it.
I mean, I think
So.
that you're like being a great role model for them, to show them that you can do anything you put your mind to, and that there's okay, it's okay to have some sort of like outlet.
So I tell them my next race that I would like to attempt, and they're like, "Oh yeah, you can totally do it." I'm like, "Really?" And they're like, "Yes." They're my biggest cheerleaders. I love it. And like I said, just showing them, it's possible. You can do whatever you set your mind to, you can do it. They
Do they ever run with you?
used to. Yeah, my oldest used to be in a track and cross country when she was in high school, her first 2 years, and then it just wasn't for her. She's not a morning person like her mama. But occasionally, yes, I would bring them to the gym or we go outside, and yes, occasionally, but not like they used to.
Hopefully you get
I
a
hope
couple runs with them.
so.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah, I would love it because it's my happy place. I know it's my happy place and I love it so much. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you for sharing that. I got another question for you. So see if you can identify like one of the runs that like really challenged you, where it kind of forced you to learn a little bit something new about yourself. Do you have a run like that?
I think I told you, Jason, for my 38th birthday in December, I attempted to run 38 miles. I made it to 31, to 50K. I made it. But I wanted to give up at like half mar or a marathon, I mean, like 28, 29. I was like, oh my gosh, this is not. And I'm like, you're almost there. Just keep going. Just keep going. I stopped, I stretched, I debated on just giving up. And I'm like, you didn't come this far to just come this
A long
far.
way.
So I said to myself, I think I even Googled, the exact mileage for 50K. What is it? I'm gonna make it at least to a 50K. My devices were dying, my watch was dying, I was dying, I ran out of water. It was just, I'm like, well, make it at least to 50K. So I pushed myself and I did it, and I cry every time I do a marathon, and I cried the day I did my 50K. It was amazing.
That's
And
so
again, it was just me, myself, and I, my own route. I did it myself. And yeah, it was amazing. Just pushing through and making it and getting to that was awesome. 'Cause I never thought I could do 31 miles. Like, no, that's not happening. It's
It's
amazing. And
beautiful.
I'm gonna attempt it again in a few weeks, so stay tuned.
Okay.
Not do it. Is
Yeah.
that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm gonna attempt it again for sure.
Yeah,
And
I
I'm
look forward to
excited.
that. Yeah, definitely
Well,
look
I
forward
feel
to
like
that.
you might have a better base than you did last time, maybe. I think so. Yeah, because last year, I was not doing as much as I'm doing now. And I'll make sure all my devices are charged and I'll have battery packs and everything.
Extra, gotta bring them.
Extra. Now I know. See, I learned.
Actually, I had a question for you too. So relating to, like you said, you're a morning person, you get up, I see your snap every morning, like you're just walking down the stairs ready to go. It's crazy, same time every day. Like what is your morning routine like up to that point? Do you do anything specific? Do you eat like the same bowl of oatmeal, or like you do you read, do you meditate, like
Before I
what's
run,
yeah before you run, or you just get out of bed and just go?
I do.
Diabolical, diabolical. It's crazy.
I get out of bed. I make my bed. I gotta make my bed every day right before I go, no matter what time it is. Yeah, and get ready and just go. Fill up my water bottle, grab my headphones, and go. I just go.
Menace. Straight menace.
No stretching,
What?
no meditation, no, just go.
You just do that on the way, huh? You just go.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. That's amazing.
Yeah, you're built different.
I haven't had any injuries. Don't wish that upon me.
No, never,
No,
never that,
no,
never.
never. Well, I mean, was there anything else you want to share with us? I mean, do you do anything else for fun? Do you guys go to the beach? Like, are you close to the beach? I am like 30 to 45 minutes to the beach.
Okay.
I don't go very often. I'm a California girl, but I don't like the beach. I don't like crowds. If I go again, I go to exercise. There's these part of the Laguna Beach called Thousand Steps that I love to go to and just try to run up and down it because
Nice.
that's an awesome workout. When I do go there, I do sit after or before and just take it all in and enjoy it. My kids do come with me to that because they love the beach. But during the summer, no thank you. I don't like the crowds. It gets crazy. It's hot, but no. I will sit by a pool and go swimming. That's nice. I love that. My kids love that. I don't do running. It's fun.
Yeah, hey,
My
that's
family lives nearby, so we do a lot of family dinners, a lot of family gatherings. So I love that. All my siblings are now having kids, so they're all little ones. I'm the one with the older kids, I would say. Now everyone's having babies, so
Yeah,
that's fun
that's
to be
good.
with family.
Yeah, we want to thank you so much for agreeing to be on our podcast, Runners Like Us.
Thank you for
We
having
obviously
me.
loved having you. I loved meeting you and hearing your story. I want to keep watching your journey. And I'm dying to see what happens at the end of this month and the months that come. I mean, I'm happy we got connected.
Me
And
too.
I really appreciate all you've done. Like it's very inspiring. So thank you so much. And
Thank you. One more thing before we go.
yeah.
I did start my Instagram page like 3 years ago, and this is exactly why. Like, I'm so happy I got to meet Jason, connect with you, and so many others because nobody in my real life likes running. And so when I did this, and I'm like, this is just running, and I love it. I've met so many people, including Jason, who inspire me and motivate me every day. So this is awesome. I love it. Thank you guys for having me, and I feel grateful to
Yeah.
have met you and connected with you.
So speaking of Instagram, why don't you tell everybody what your handle is and so that they can follow you and see watch your running journey as
What's
well?
my handle? Jacqueline the Runner 8, I believe.
Or how they can follow you, Jason.
Oh, so mine is go for your 30. Just how you hear it. So go for your 30. And yeah, I'm on there. You'll find me.
Okay. And then you can find me at MQUIT, MQuit. And yeah, we hope you enjoyed our second episode of Runners Like Us. We will be together again soon with another amazing guest to share their journey. We can't wait to see you.
Thank you
Can't wait.
again.
Yeah,
Thank you.
bye.
Bye.
Bye.